I don't talk to this girl. Really?
I'm like, I act like I'm at the dentist. I just.
That's the only time you shut up during sex and sleep? I'll bet you talk in your sleep, bro.
I do talk in my sleep.
100%. Cheers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
5, 4, 3, 2. He doesn't have to do that when Tom's here because Tom says some outrageous fucking statement about me being an asshole or racist or something. And then we start. That's how we start.
He used to do it when I sat in this seat. He would do it in
Hebrew.
He'd count down in Hebrew.
Nadav?
It's the only way I would let him do it.
Wait, Hebrew uses different numbers?
It sure does.
It should. I can't believe I just made that statement.
I can't either. Are you serious?
I can't believe I just said that. I wasn't.
A language that's been around longer than ours.
Stop. I was. God damn it. I didn't mean the. I was thinking of the actual number itself written down.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't thinking of the word. I was thinking of the actual. I was like, when you're in French and you go, I'll see you in 1 minute, do you write, like, you're just going to write the numeral? I was thinking of the numeral. Do you guys have different numerals?
Well, I mean, all the letters, they kind of stand for numbers also.
Are they bigger? You owe me 10 cents.
Yeah, we count from right to
Wait,
left.
Is the Dob laughing? It's only funny if he's laughing.
I don't know. I couldn't hear him over my laughter.
I couldn't hear him over my laughter either. So everyone, Tom's at fat camp. We sent him there. He had an incident. He blew out his knee. The refrigerator fell on him. And he was just going at it so hard. He's fucking skinny now.
Yeah, he is skinny. His head looks bigger than it's ever looked now because he's skinny.
The picture he took, can I just tell you? And I know this is a little after the fact. Push has never looked sexier in her I think Push is an attractive woman.
Christina has always been an attractive
Much more attractive
woman.
When she was younger, but... There's a picture of Push in a shower from Road Rules days that is like fucking Jack material. Like, have you ever seen that picture?
I thought I saw the picture, but yeah, this shit right here.
This,
from the live
if I,
the other
I wanted to text Tom.
Listen, and, I would date that girl right there.
I was like,
I have dated that girl right there.
I want to send Leanne to that lady and have her just dress up Leanne like that so I could take it for a spin once.
Just one night.
There's so much that woman would let you do to her.
Oh, she'll do everything to you. And then, you know why it's good, that woman, for one night? Because in the end, you're going to pass out after sex. She's going to rob you, and she's going to show herself out.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Yeah.
There's,
I just got to get my license and credit cards renewed the next day.
Let's say statements that have been said to us during sex that this woman would never say. I'll start. You need to trim your fingernails. That hurts.
All right, I'll trade you one. I can't believe I fucked a white guy.
Has actually been said to me. Why is it when racism happens back to us, it's so fucking hilarious?
It's hilarious. Yeah.
Like any sort of microaggression, I find engaging.
I'm with you on it, dude.
Like I tripped last night with Leanne and I went out to eat for the first time outdoors. I am not comfortable around people yet. I have not gotten my
how do you
C-legs.
Do your stand? Even with your stand-up shows, you just go up on stage and you stay away from the crowds.
I never talked to anybody. Yeah. I was in a fucking tour bus with, you know, seven people, and then we would park behind the thing. We'd walk. I never touched anyone. You go to Rite Aid, dude. It is
you got
to
get in line. People like stand on top of you and shit.
It's like being on Southwest. Mm-hmm. Remember when the first time you were on Southwest and everyone's just fucking like, "Hey, can I sit on your lap?" And you're like, "What the fuck?" We went out to dinner and I tripped, and this table of black women laughed so fucking hard at me tripping, and I didn't get upset with them. I didn't you'd think there was a slam dunk contest. Like they like got out of their chairs, they moved silverware around. Like, oh shit, look at this motherfucker right here. And I didn't get upset. I went, you know, like, and then went down, sat with Leanne and got wasted. But it's like, I'll give you a perfect example. Like, and by the way, I'm on his side. Before we start this, I want to make it very clear, because a lot of times I've said statements like, oh, I wish that cop had tased Reese Witherspoon. And I feel like people misread that statement. I'm always on the celebrity's side, okay? I am a Hollywood whore. That's getting clipped out. All the people that think I'm a fucking Hollywood phony, you're so right. I'm not moving to Austin. I'm staying in Hollywood. I want to sell out. I want to fucking have like, name dropping. Have you ever hung out with someone that's really good? I'm all over in fucking million pieces. Whatever I was about to say, what was I about to say? I want to talk about Hassan. I want to talk about my very good friend of mine. I'm fucking not being a cunt right now. This is why I made a preface. Hassan Minhaj. I think I said it right, correct? Because he was on Ellen and he's pointed out that his name has been said wrong so many. By the way, put name dropping down.
But also he has, and I know him and I like him.
I love his show.
But he also, he said his fucking name like that.
He did?
Yeah, a ton of times. And no one else corrected him. Every time.
Why would you correct someone on saying their own name?
But I'm saying when they would say.
Introduce yourself to me. Hey, man, I'm Bert.
I'm Ryan. It's Barrett.
Ryan.
It's Barrett.
It's Barrett.
It's Barrett.
It's Barrett. Hey, it's Barrett.
No. Trevor Noah said Hassan Minhaj a million times.
For real?
And no one ever corrected him. And then all of a sudden, it became, hey, you guys are saying it wrong. And it's like, well, then why haven't you said something before that?
Well, I think, you know, that's what...
Because we are ignorant. I mean, look, here's another thing. My email, I'm not going to...
You know him. I don't even think I've met him.
I like him a lot, too. But then also, I feel like a moron because apparently I've been saying your name like guys like Trevor Noah have been saying it all this time, and we're all wrong. And then he went on Ellen and was correcting everybody about, like, this is how you fucking say it.
Well, I'm going to defend him. His parents... Okay, his parents are in the audience, right?
Yes.
Imagine you're...
100%
I don't know his father's path. But I'm certain it didn't start
like, bro,
at a country club.
That's not how we say it.
Yeah. And you name your kid something, and they're going on Ellen, and your dad says to you backstage, buddy, just make her say it the way I fucking put her on the birth certificate. Just please. You're on fucking television.
Do it tonight.
And you know, he's like, dad, it's such a fucking headache. It's Ellen. You don't know this. But by the way, I've went to bat for Ellen, so I'm not going to shit on her. So but I got to stop shitting on people because I hate it when it happens to me. And then when it happens to you, when you see people shit on you, you got to fucking applaud them and go, I do it too. It gets ratings. So, but I don't mind hearing the right way to say his name. I don't mind it.
I don't either. But I want to know it from the get-go. I don't want to be calling you something for 3 years and then be like, man, that's not even how you say my name. Like, why the fuck? do you know people call me Rick all the time?
You're telling me?
I get Rick.
You're telling me?
All the time.
I've been called Brent Chrysler my entire fucking life.
But do you correct them?
Never. I charge it to the game.
I don't care if Ellen called me Rick. I'm not going to fucking say it on the show. I'm like, I'm just going to go with Rick Sickler.
Burnt Chrysler. I am more known as... I wonder if Burnt Chrysler trends more than Burt Kreischer. Like, Burnt Chrysler, and that is a purposeful one. See, I understand what he's saying when, like, I saw this article in the LA Times and they were saying it's a microaggression or it's the subtle racism of Asians when you mispronounce their names. I actually get it if like you do it in like a Key and Peele way, like Fernane.
Yeah.
I understand that is a thing, a real thing. But like I've been hate criming that guy's name for a long fucking time.
But only because that's what I want to get clear, but only because
I'm not even going to say his fucking name.
Said like that.
I'm not even going to say his fucking name. And the guy that was on Silicon Valley that's jacked, fuck that guy. I'm never talking about that guy again.
Kumail Nanjiani. Knows?
Don't say it. Don't say it.
I know how to say it.
I guarantee you, let's call Kumail and find out how to pronounce his name. Will you think Kumail answers her FaceTime?
I think he's going to think this is the most racist call you've ever made to him, probably. Are you really asking me? Are you waking me up to ask me how you say my name, you white piece of shit? You don't know Jews have numbers. You don't fucking... Did you use numbers, Nadav? You guys use, you have a numerical system at all? Or?
Bert, I'm dying to talk to him. I haven't talked to him.
Hey, I know we're in the middle of a pandemic and things are on the turn, but how do you pronounce your name? Like, it's pronounced go fuck yourself.
Say it like you're killing a goat. Say it the way it should be written on a scroll.
Oh, God.
Fuck, I almost called him and was like, how do you say your name? He's like, you've been saying it right the whole time, asshole.
You say it like you say it.
Goddamn, not Gaddy. Fuck you, Bert Chrysler.
Bert Chrysler.
Oh, fuck me. Oh, fucking 10 minutes in. We're not going to last.
You stopped me from looking to FaceTiming.
I shouldn't have, but I did.
FaceTiming him.
I did. It better for the content.
FaceTiming him.
Yeah,
hey,
FaceTime.
Say your name.
I haven't.
Say your name. I'm going to call Donnell. Hey, pull over.
Oh, God.
Here's the biggest problem is as comics, they're like, we with our community have such a fucking wide berth of like jokes we can make about each other. So I bet that guy is like, I'm just don't want
to. Hassan Minhaj, I believe it is.
I don't want to fuck it up because now it's like, he just told me how to say it and it was so fucking much better. It's better than Hassan Minhaj.
Yeah.
The way I say it like Nicki Minaj. I thought they were brother and sister. When she first came out, I was like, oh shit, man. His sister's smoking. Dude, and I've always been into Indian chicks. I've like just recently though, not my whole life. Actually, my whole life. I was in tennis camp with this chick that was smoking fucking hot. I don't know what it is. Nicki Minaj is not Indian.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay.
I knew that just when you typed.
Put it up in numbers, Nadav.
So wait, is Hassan, do you like, I'm trying to put a little English on it.
Uh-huh. And the funny thing is, I don't think you accent the first name. I think it's his last name. But keep doing
real?
It. Yeah, keep Hassan, doing it,
it's
though.
It's Hassan.
Oh, hey, really?
Will you play it on Ellen?
Okay, well then I'm
so
way
I
off.
So I can fucking not dead name this.
That's not how he said it on Ellen. I don't
say
think
it
it's Hassan.
Play it on, it's, yeah, it's Hassan. It's,
is it?
It's Hassan Minhaj.
Hassan.
Hassan Minhaj.
Yeah, only fucking Americans would put a heavy on it like they're ordering medication. Yeah. Dude, I keep thinking this. Ben Askren sounds like a medication. Like when you just every time I hear Ben Askren, I think, ooh, what are the side effects? Can you play it on like just so in my ears so I can hear it? Hassan. It's Hassan, right?
I don't think he says that on
He
Ellen.
Does. He fucking does. It's very different than I've ever been saying
it. I thought it was his last name.
And by the way, it hit a sensitive place in my head because it doesn't fuck me up when people mispronounce my name. But like when people do it on purpose, it this is going to sound sensitive. I'm very sensitive. Sometimes people do it to to mock me that don't know me. And I'm like, easy, bro. My friends can do it. Right. Fans can do it. I don't really know you. Don't put it on the fucking billboard. Like, they'll do it.
Oh, that's happened?
When I'm doing a theater, they'll put on Bernd Chrysler, and I go, that's not funny to me. Like, I'm a fucking professional. No, it's going to happen at every fucking billboard I've ever.
How's this say? You're saying yourself.
But I don't find it hilarious as, like, I love the Kool-Aid jokes. I love all the jokes, but put my fucking name on the thing. So I understand where he's coming from. Mm-hmm. That's why it connected with me. I go, and especially with his dad, like, I've watched them mispronounce Isla's name, and I go, take a second. Like, you know, it's they'll go Illa. They called her Ilac for a long time.
Ilac?
Because fuckface Isla. I love my daughter. She had written on her PE clothes Isla K and just written them too close. So it said Ilac.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Isla's kind of a quiet kid. So everyone just read her name as Ilac and she never corrected everyone. And so they kept calling her, and they were marking her absent because they go, is Ilac here? And she wouldn't say anything. And Leanne's like, she's like got a bunch of absences from PE, and she's at school. I don't get it. And it's because the teacher thought her name was Ilac. And so instead of Isla K. And so Isla just went with it and just was being called Ilac for a semester.
And we were getting marked abs.
Yeah, and we're like, hey, Isla, you just put a space. Can we get a new PE shirt? And then we wrote Isla, period, K, period, like, you know. So I understand it. I understand it, and it hit a sensitive place for me. Let me hear it exactly how he says it. Yeah. Hassan. I sound like I'm saying a hate crime. Hassan.
Really?
Well, my name is Hassan Minhaj.
Hassan.
Oh. Hassan Minhaj. Minhaj. That's what I've...
Hassan Minhaj.
Yeah, I've always said Minhaj.
Yeah.
Really?
Minhaj. Well, my name is Hassan Minhaj.
Hassan Minhaj.
I'm saying Hassan, like a Hassan, yeah, like it's a bottle of water.
But that's because that's how it's been said incorrectly in the past, and we
give
hear
me,
shit
give me
like
Trevor
that.
Noah saying Hassan Minaj's name. I'm never going
to
fucking. I actually need him to just go back to Hassan Minaj because I'm gonna. It's gonna. I'm just gonna look fucking
that's
horrible.
How ignorant we are. Can you please just?
Can you
change?
Can you please just change your name? And you can call me Burnt Chrysler for the rest of your life.
You got it.
You can call me Straight Burnt Fuckface Chrysler all
give
you
me
want.
A minute to try and find the exact.
Okay. Name. Okay. We'll keep headsets on. I actually like headsets sometimes. If you're smoking weed into a podcast, headsets really do help.
Yeah, I always hear better with headphones on when I smoke weed. I've honest to God. I go back at least once a year and I put on old Richard Pryor albums and I listen with headphones. I lay in the dark and I hear shit that at the table or a converse, something someone said in the crowd that you don't ever normally hear if you're driving or traveling or whatever. What's he got here?
What's crazy is, you know, Hassan, God damn it. Every time he did stand up, you know, someone was like, hey man, how do I say your name? And he said it right. And the guy was like, cool. Put your hands together for Hassan Minhaj.
Have you ever, in the early days, fucked someone's name up, bringing them up when you hosted or anything?
So badly.
Yeah, me too.
So badly. And it the first time it ever happened to me, obviously, no one can pronounce Kreischer. Like Kreischer, Kreischner. There was a comedy group called the Burt Firstners. Yeah.
Really?
The Burt Firstners. And so for a period of time, I was called Burt Firstner. Like, they just would look at it and go, oh, it's a Burt Firstner's. And so I was called Burt Firstner. It never bothered me, but I guess, oh, okay, here's Trevor Noah saying it. Let's hear him say it.
The last day we get to see Hassan Minhaj.
Okay.
Okay, Trevor.
Thank you. I've been saying it like that all these years because a very woke left.
He's not. He is very Republican.
Well,
guy.
I'm just saying.
No, he does a character. It's like Stephen Colbert.
Right.
Like he is very Republican.
Is
Trevor Noah.
I don't
very,
know. That.
And this liberal guy is a character. He's not even black. You know that? No.
This show.
It's a character.
Canceled.
It's a character. No. If you're right. If he is very. By the way, that's twice I've gone after Trevor Noah, and I like Trevor Noah a lot. I'm not going after.
I don't dislike him. I'm just saying.
I love Trevor
when
Noah.
People I look to in comedy who work with the guy on a daily basis say his name wrong. How are you going to get mad at the rest of us for doing it when it's presented to us like that on it? So he went on Ellen and corrected it. But all I'm saying is we are not pieces of shit prior to Ellen.
No.
This episode we are, but prior to
this
Ellen,
episode, yeah, we're in the weeds. We're in the weeds on this episode.
Deep in the weeds.
We're deep on the weeds.
But prior to Ellen, we were not because it had been said to us and presented to us like that for so long.
Exactly, and I've never met
now
him. And
we're
never
on
corrected.
Our own. Now we're on our own.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
But you know, it's crazy. It's you don't want to make it
10 minutes of your podcast.
17. And by the way, he's getting good press out of this, and yeah, everyone's learning how to say his name.
And
right.
We love him. I genuinely love him.
His show on Netflix. I loved it. I love good. It's like Schultz's show. You know Schultz.
Yeah.
I love good presented material.
That's it. They're producing it differently, and they're taking different chances and doing different shit. I love it.
That's the difference between the type of comedy I do is, especially on stage, is I write on stage. And on podcasts, we're writing on the fly. So we're just trying to be funny in the moment. When you watch those scripted ones, God, they're fucking good. Like real scripted. I could never do that. I think it would make me crazy. Like you know?
To stay in this box and...
Stay in this box and then present lines. Like just present stuff. I've always liked the flow of it. You ever seen those comics that... Not those guys, but you ever seen the comics that you're like, no, the math adds up, but I'm not laughing. You're like,
yes.
I get you did your homework on how jokes are structured, but none of this feels like it's got any fucking cum in it. You know, like
yes.
Like you need like, you ever fuck someone that just like didn't give it back to you, just kind of was like
yeah.
And then you have sex with someone like the first time I had sex with Leanne, I was like, this woman fucks. I was like, she's fucking like she's trying to get me to buy her a pack of cigarettes
and burn her with them.
Yeah, like she's she just like, it's to this day you can get it out of her. You got to really kind of like, you know, it's not there all the time, but when it happens, Jesus Christ!
I had a girl one time tell me, because I look, we're communicators. I don't know if you do it during sex too, but I talk the whole time during sex. Almost the whole time. I'm asking, I'm saying shit, I'm talking shit. And
I don't
this
talk
girl,
at all.
Really?
I'm like, I act like I'm at the dentist. I just,
that's the only room. Time you shut up during sex and sleep? I'll bet you talk in your fucking sleep, bro.
I do talk in my sleep. I'm calling Leanne right now. That's the funniest thing I've ever fucking heard. That is
the only
the funniest
time you shut up is
fucking,
when you're fucking.
The fucking, I'm FaceTiming her right now. Holy shit, that is the funniest. Why haven't I had that fucking joke in my set?
It's yours.
Oh my God. Let's see if she's... She probably just got out of the shower. Oh, that'd be a good look.
Yeah, you might want to screen that.
Nope. She won't FaceTime me and show me nudes because she caught me taking pictures of it.
Oh, screen grabbing it while she's on
screen grabbing it quick as fuck.
Well, I had a girl one time. I started talking shit and she fucking put a finger over my mouth and she said, shh. No talking for either of us. And so you asked me if I ever had a girl not give it back. Yeah, that was the worst.
Wait, okay, hold on.
The silence.
The
whole scenario.
You're working the docks in Baltimore, right?
I'm not. I was actually, this was years ago, I had gone home to a Ravens game. I'm tailgating. I meet this new blonde girl in the group.
Wait. Pull up a picture of female Ravens fan.
In all fairness, that's not going to be what you think. But
let's see what this looks like. Okay, put in overweight.
Yeah, these girls are hot.
These girls are fucking
smoking.
They're
hot. And she was a blonde hot chick like one of these girls. And she had come in with the crew that,
ooh.
You know, when you leave home and you go back and see your friends, usually there's new people that come into the group over 20 some years.
It's so crazy. If you said name a sports team fan.
Hit that blonde and brunette in the left there, Nadav. Yeah.
If you name a sports team fan that you think talks during sex, I would go Raiders.
Definitely.
Like
Raiders.
Girls.
No
Raiders,
doubt. Raiders.
A Raiders chick. If you're
Eagles,
a fan of the Raiders,
just complaining. Probably just complaining about mundane
racial
shit.
Slurs. I would say a Ravens fan.
Definitely Ravens fan talks.
Miami fan.
Yeah.
If you said, I bet like a Colts fan is very quiet during sex.
I mean, Green Bay is probably quiet during sex.
Denver Broncos.
Denver. Yeah, Denver's.
Wait, are we just picking cities that have, we're just picking cities that have more ethnic people in them and going, they talk. Yeah. A Falcons fan probably talks during sex. As opposed to a
as opposed to like an Arizona Cardinals fan
or a Chargers fan.
Chargers fan would be good. 49er fan.
49er fan. This is horrible. So wait, go back. So you and her are sucking back Bud Light ices.
So we're tailgating. We get to meet. We're sucking down the Coors Lights. And,
she's smoking Virginia Slims.
She's not a smoker.
Okay.
Drinker.
Oh, yes, she is.
I'm smoking weed, drinking beer. She's drinking.
Oh, I can't wait to drink today.
We get to meet. She's like, I want to come out and hang out. And I was like, great. And then she does. And we have sex. And
so start me at the beginning. You guys are kissing in the living room?
God. Probably.
I mean, I don't even know how sex works. Like, how does sex work for regular people? Do you kiss in the living room and then make your way to the bedroom?
I mean, if you have a living room, I guess you could. But why? You could be out in the old days prior to current. You go to a bar or you hang out. You have a few and then you just go home. There's no like real living room setting first. Maybe if they come over for dinner or something, sure. But most of the time you're out hanging out, having some fun, and you go home and you fuck. That's just
so when
it.
You go home, do you like kiss at the door and then fall into the apartment? All I do is go,
kiss
hey, do you
at the door and fall in the apartment.
Like a movie.
Listen, these girls want you to choke them, spit in their mouth, fucking slap their titties.
I've spit a girl's mouth before.
These are not take you and fucking whisk me away shit.
I've spit in a girl's mouth at an age you'd be shocked at. At an age you'd say,
wait,
shut up and trust her,
yours.
Both of our ages. I was like 17 years. It just caught me off guard. She was like, spit in my mouth. And I was like, I mean, I barely fucked. I'd fucked like three times. Maybe once.
Yeah, that's a hell of a jump from virginity to spitting in my mouth.
Spit in my mouth. Oh, you want to see a picture of her?
Yeah, I do.
Right now, she knows I'm talking about her. It's the only girl that's ever said that to me, spit in my mouth. And by the way,
that's definitely something that girl that dressed like Christina would absolutely say to you during. We said, what wouldn't you say? That's on the list of being said. Yeah,
she is still fucking hot.
Yeah, she that is. Girl loves her mouth spat in for sure. For okay. sure.
Hold on. I don't want to show you a picture of her kids.
And no judgment. I'm whatever you're into. I'm into it too.
Her kids are beautiful.
Just
kids.
Shit's the only thing really I'm pissed that I'm not into. A little bit of blood, but not like Jason Ellis telling me about the chick that cuts them while they fuck and then sucks it and spits it all over. I'm like, huh?
This is her.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's her as an adult.
So what age was it?
I was 17.
17.
Yeah.
And she said it at 17.
Yeah.
Man, God bless.
Fucking caught me off guard.
I don't care how many times I've heard it. That one always catches me off guard.
And then the next chick I was with, I was like, I guess chick, bitch, is this like you to spit in their mouth?
Can you? If you go back to back on girls that like it, then the third one does it, man. You're in a war. That's assault. It's assault. It goes from fucking sexual shit to assault a second.
And it's not
wait, you're not into that? Wait, you're not into that? Oh, sorry. No. I've been with two women for my whole life, for 5 years. They both were into it. I'm sorry.
I spit your mouth.
You're up on assault charge.
It's even funnier if she doesn't say anything, but the next one brings it up to her. Did he spit your mouth? That would ruin your sex game.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Mm. 26 minutes.
I love it.
This is fucking, I can't be around you like this. Yes, spit in your mouth. So wait, get me back to this girl. So
this girl was the opposite of all the girls I like.
Wearing a Ravens jersey?
Not when she came out, but at the tailgate for sure.
God.
I had my Ed Reed jersey on. That usually gets them, you know, the black one, the alternate jersey. I don't wear the purple.
I forget what a Baltimore accent is. No, let me see if I can find it. Okay.
Yeah.
Baltimore. Real guy.
What?
No, hold on. I gotta find it. You think brilliant actors just get there? They gotta work their way
up
there.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Baltimore. Baltimore. Nice Ed Reed jersey.
That's not terrible.
Yeah. I got it.
I mean, the Baltimore accent is terrible.
The Baltimore accent.
Your version of it is.
The Baltimore accent is, I have a pivot on that, but I want to hear this story remind me to talk about, keep going.
There's not much more to it. It's she's got a banging body. I get her naked.
And your first words out of your mouth are?
I don't remember my first words, but I just like to talk the whole time. I'm probably complimenting her and like, you got a great ass, you look fantastic.
You
naked,
look educated.
You're smart. And she was smart. She had a great job.
You're so out of my league.
All that shit. I'm like, I'm fucking way out of my league. And then, I like I said, I like to talk shit. And she just put her finger over my mouth and said, shh. And I was like, okay. For a second, I'm like, oh, okay, okay. And then she's like, no talking. And I was like, what? The entire time? That's what I said. The entire time?
Yeah.
She's like, mm-hmm, no talking. And then it's the only time in my life I've ever fucked in silence. And it was awful.
I love it.
It was awful.
I love it. Leanne talks. Leanne will talk.
Okay, well, that's at least someone is doing something and saying something that makes you feel like you're part of this.
I could not talk at all. I've had sex with not speaking at all.
Yeah, that's gross.
Really?
Yes, it's gross. I'd rather not have sex than fuck with no talking.
I definitely would rather have silent sex. I love silent sex. I've had lots of silent sex. I've had talking sex, but not all sex is worthy of a conversation. Some sex.
I'm not talking about necessary conversations. We're not talking about like global warming while I'm eating your pussy. I'm talking about like, do you like that? How's that feel?
Yeah, Leanne talks during a blowjob. What's that? I said the constitutional amendment of, let's go back to sucking my dick. I like to read during sex. Read. I go down on her and I put a book up here and I just
lick it under the book.
Okay, here's my question. We're talking about Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Cities that are bigger than their state. Baltimore's bigger than Maryland. If you went to
I feel like LA and San Francisco, you could say the same about this big ass state of California too, almost.
I don't know. That's like saying you can't, because
Phoenix is bigger than Arizona.
No, because more people claim California, you look at a city like Indianapolis is bigger than Indiana.
Yes.
Like when people go, my point is, if you go to Cape Town, say that South Africa, and you say to someone, real quick, I use Cape Town as an example because I'm just saying, I'm looking for a place that is like a far away country where maybe people don't know a lot about the United States. Cape Town was a bad fucking example. But you go to like the Ukraine. That's a bad example. Whatever. I'm going to offend someone in this. You go to like where Borat grew up and you go, hey, tell us, give me five states. You know that they'd probably go, okay. If you get 50 states, they'd go, okay. They'd put name like Baltimore as a state. Boston is a state. Sure. Boston's bigger than Massachusetts.
I think St. Louis is bigger than Missouri.
St. Louis is bigger. So much bigger than Missouri. Like where you go, you mean St. Louis? Oh, yeah. Indianapolis. Agreed. I remember thinking Indiana. I remember going to Indianapolis and going, it's in Indiana? And they're like, it's called Indianapolis. And I went, that's so funny. I thought it was in Baltimore.
That's Annapolis.
That's
the state capital of Maryland, Annapolis.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Annapolis.
Annapolis. It's beautiful.
Maryland's
where the Naval Academy is. It's gorgeous.
If you had to join one part of the military.
Navy.
Hold on. One part of the military to make you a better man, and then one part of the military that you think would be the best fit for you, which would you pick?
All right. Better man, I'd go Navy. I'd like to say the best fit for me would be, look, I'll be honest. I'm not man enough to be a Marine. I don't want to be the first one in on anything. I'll go Army.
I want to be the first one in during sex.
Yeah, during sex.
during a orgy. I definitely am a Marine.
Yeah, I'm
a Marine.
I'm on the inflatable raft up front. If
normally I'm the Army Corps of Engineers where I stay there forever. By the way, that's a good joke if those were accurate. Like, I don't know in a relationship, I'm a Marine. I like to be the first one in, first one out. First one in, last one out?
First one in, first one out. You don't want like the last
to leave,
one out. There's
but I like to leave my men behind, God, I'm killing it tonight. I'm so much better without Tom. What? Sweet. Could you be a Marine? How hard is boot camp? Type in boot camp.
I couldn't be a Marine. No.
Could you be boot
back
camp?
When I was 17 or 18.
Oh, see, that's when I couldn't have done it.
I'm saying,
now I could do it.
I don't know if I don't know, man. The Marines are special. First of all military is, look, if the, I don't care what Chris Rock said. I don't give a fuck if you got tanks rolling down the 405. Why wouldn't you let gays and trans go?
Yeah.
Get the fuck in there.
Oh, if you want to join the military, I got your back. I think everyone should be in it. I don't give a fuck. But like, I couldn't do, I listened to Jocko, I'm fucking this guy's name up, by the way, talking about
it's a theme on this
Jocko
episode.
Wilnink. I listened to his book and his podcast, and he talks to these dudes that like, they're, I mean, the shit they've seen.
That's what I'm saying. The stuff they've seen. I've had friends of mine tell me about letters they've read at they go visit a friend of theirs at the memorial in Vietnam or whatever. And I guess people leave letters and things like, and there was one that they read about just a guy and it was him and another guy literally sitting, and their guys in their troop had been captured by the Vietnamese, and they're being listening to them being tortured. And they can't do anything about it because if they come out, they're dead too. And they're just sitting there listening and waiting for their turn. And it's just this brutal fucking story. Yeah.
I got to say a prayer.
Like brutal that, stories.
See, here's the thing.
The things these men and women have seen and
That's where I fucking, that's where I.
Thank you to anyone out there in the military. Thank you to anyone.
Yeah.
I had to find my camera. It's dark over there.
Yeah, thank you for anyone that served. But thank you for everyone that served in the military. Obviously, that goes without saying for me too. But when you think, like, I listened to Jocko talk to this dude. It's like he's a regular guy. Like, I got on the podcast, and it's a regular guy. Like, a regular guy. And he tells his story of killing a dude with a rock. It's almost like I'm telling you about, he's just fucking like what I had for lunch. And he's just like, is a little detached from it, but he's there. You can tell his feelings are there. And you're sitting there going like, I haven't witnessed anything in life. And now if you talk about joining the Marines, could I have done it as a kid? Easily I would have joined it and I would have quit. I would have definitely quit.
Out.
I would have gotten kicked out pretty quick. Kreischer, is that ice cream on your outfit? Sir, yes, sir.
It's yogurt.
It's yogurt, sir. I bet there are donuts in your bunk. I wouldn't check, sir. But I now as an adult, I think I would look at something like boot camp as like a legit, I think I would find the worth in it as an adult. Mm-hmm. As a kid, I bet, that's what's crazy to me, as an 18-year-old kid, I bet it's easier to do, but I bet I would quit or get kicked out so easily. But as an adult, I would look at it and go, oh, this turns you into a better person. It's a little late for me, but it turns you into a better person. I would love to do like the, and I know I couldn't do it, I'm saying, you know, I would try. I'd love to do Navy SEAL training, like where they sit in the, they did it to the men's polo team, the water polo team. I watched the video, and just having someone tell you what to do triggers me hardcore.
Oh yeah, and screaming in your face and shit. Yeah.
Buds. Is that what basic underwater demolition?
Yeah.
Buds.
I'll say this.
Seems a lot friendlier than
you said
than
two
is.
Things. I don't think I could be in the military, but you talked about that guy bashing someone, killing someone with a rock.
And I apologize if that isn't exactly what he did, but yeah.
Either
yeah.
way,
yeah.
What I do possess in me is the ability to, if I was in that situation and it was life or death, I could absolutely disconnect and take a rock and just bash somebody's fucking brains in if I had to. That separate from wanting to go in the military. I'm talking about true survival. If I had to do that,
ooh,
I could do that.
See, I just started boxing recently, and I didn't realize how little I could defend my person. Like,
I used to box.
I've talked shit to people, been like, well, what's up? And then I didn't realize that if anyone in my life had ever said, oh, this is what up, I would have then been like, oh, I don't know what to do with these things. Like, I
wait, you've never been in a fight?
I've been in fights. I've just been beaten up mostly.
You've never won? Not one fight?
I mean, if you count.
You're defeated?
I got beat up by a woman one time. I got beat up by a woman at a Hank Jr.'s concert.
About that.
I got stomped by a woman.
What happened?
Fucking hot woman, too.
At Hank Williams Jr.?
Hank Williams Jr.
I went and saw him live.
At the Sundome. I won't say names because this gets a little hairy in the culture that we're living in. But we're at a Hank Williams Jr. concert, and then it's me and like four or five dudes. We're all in high school. Maybe we're 17. I'm guessing maybe 18, but we're drunk. We're drunk as fuck. And we're just singing the songs. I don't even remember how it started, but these legit rednecks are in front of us, and they didn't like something. I was always the guy that was with the group of guys that were starting shit. I was oblivious to that. I am very naive. I am truly a very naive person. And all of a sudden, like, people start talking shit, and I'm just like standing up, like going, you know, the more bodies, the scarier we look. And these guys are bigger than us. They have cowboy hats and they're talking shit. And one of the guys like throws at my buddy, and then they start going, and I like go like this. And this woman comes from out of fucking nowhere, jacks me, and then puts me between like a row of things. So I'm like,
she punched you?
Knocked me down. Like, she fucking leveled me. And she's like on top of me, and I'm between, like, you know when you fall on the ground where all the peanuts, I got like beer on my back, and I'm like, my arms are jammed, I can't punch her, and she's just beating the fuck out of me. Let me tell you something.
Country boy can survive. You're just getting stomped, and he's up there singing.
I've never wanted a woman to be hit, but god damn it, man.
Somebody get this bitch off me.
I wanted Ray Rice just to come out of nowhere. Oh my god. Just been like, what did you say, bitch? And I got the fucking shit kicked out of me by this woman. And then everyone was, you know, we get in the car, we had a station wagon, we were all in partying, and we get done the concert, and they're like, fuck them, fuck them. They're like, Bird, you hit anyone? I was like, I fucked this person up. And they're like, which one?
Fuck my
and I was like
up.
I was like, the guy with the hat. And they're like, well, I fought him. And I was like, the other guy. And they're like, well, how many were there? And I was like, there's so many, men. I don't even want to tell the story.
The one with tits.
The one with tits. The hot one with the fucking sloppy decolletage. Yeah, I've been beaten up a few times. By the way, that's why I'm a comedian. I don't understand, like,
I've been in so many fights. So many. So many.
Like, how many?
At least a dozen or more. Easy. Maryland's a very angry place. I've been in a lot of fist fights in my life growing up.
Type in most educated states and see where Maryland falls on this. Oh, keep going. God. Because parts of Maryland are pretty high.
Well, you got
end.
Hopkins, and you got...
So take me back to some good fist fights.
You want to hear the craziest fight I've ever seen in my life? At Preakness. This is, like, fucking scary shit.
I want to hear about this more than I want to hear about my wife's day.
Maryland's number two.
All right. Number two?
Most educated state?
Wow.
I did not see that coming.
No, hell no.
Hold on.
From what year is that?
All right, do not show us 50. Do not... Give me the bottom five educated states.
All right, bottom
fucking
five educated
Florida,
states.
Florida. Oh, no. I actually know one. I won't say it out loud because I don't want it to sound like a hate crime, because I like this place, but everyone shits on it. Last one's Mississippi.
Okay.
The last one's, and I like Mississippi.
I'm going to throw Alaska in only because of the amount of people in there. And
so
shit.
Intelligent.
Yeah, I think that one is in there.
Alaska.
What do we say? Mississippi, Florida.
Florida's in there.
I'll go
Alabama.
Okay. And then I'm going to throw like a remote, like maybe a South Dakota.
Ooh.
That's my wild card.
The answers are Alabama.
West Virginia. How we missed it.
Arkansas. Louisiana.
That's all that pocket. Right?
Jesus Christ. That's
all the states that touch each
other. That's actually a hate crime when you look at it. That's a hate crime against white people.
But
the
just
last
look up
states,
one more. It's Kentucky.
Fucking, just look at this. It's South Carolina, Nevada, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi,
West
Virginia.
Virginia's last.
Type in, I bet if you put in, I bet those are equidistant. I bet they're adjacent to states with the worst dental plans.
That's fair.
By the way,
teeth,
I think fucking
knowledge.
Put down, I think dentists are quacks, okay? I think dentists are fucking bill-jacking quacks.
They
I
are.
Think dentistry is overrated. I don't think...
Dentists are like mechanics for your mouth, and they just overshoot you on everything.
Bro?
Yeah.
Dentists are fuck...
They don't even do the work anymore. I go to the dentist twice a year.
I
want to
hear about this fist fight. Let's talk about dentistry.
But the what do you call it? The hygienist does everything. The dentist comes in and goes, okay, yep, all right, looks good. And he leaves. I'm like, so I tell her every time, like, why, you're qualified to do what he just did.
Yeah. You know, it used to be just getting your teeth cleaned. When I was a kid, it was just getting your teeth cleaned. Now you go in and they're like, you need this, you need this. It's all about the upsell. You grind your teeth at night? You're like, I don't know, I'm asleep. How the fuck would I know?
That's what they say to me all the time. Do you grind your teeth? I'm like, shouldn't you be able to tell?
Yeah.
Wouldn't there be some wear in there? Wouldn't I be complaining about my jaw or headache or something in the morning if I grind my teeth?
My dentist said to me the other day, he goes, you water pick? And I went, yeah. He goes, don't brush a lot, do you? I said, well, I water pick. And he goes, it's not the same. I went, wait, how did you know? And he goes, I can tell. I'm a dentist. And I was like, bullshit. I called my wife. I go, you tell him that I didn't brush my teeth? She goes, no, I told him you water pick. I go, that motherfucker. My wife said something's wrong with the car.
Yeah. Now it's making this noise.
Yeah. And he just comes in and did a magic trick to me. I bet. Type in.
By the way, do you get nitrous at the dentist?
No, he wouldn't even give it to me.
Okay. Last time I went for a cleaning, the girl was so nice. I just randomly go, am I allowed to get nitrous? She goes, you want nitrous? I go, well, you just said it like we're about to party. She goes, oh, my God, it's the greatest thing ever. I'm 48 now. First time in my life I ever had nitrous. Best time I've ever had it. Listen, I'm usually very good at that. I'll fall asleep in the chair when they clean my mouth. I'm good. My teeth are good. But I had never had nitrous. And she's like, I could put you up to a 5. I'm like, bump that up. And I was like, I still don't feel it. And she's like, are you serious? And she bumped it up. And I was like, oh, my God. I started laughing. I was like, oh, here we go. This is... Yeah,
you just created the new Two Bears, One Cave Ryan Sickler Challenge. Gentlemen and ladies, see if you can put your finger in your spouse's mouth while they sleep and get a picture. And then send it to us. That's the Two Bears, One Cave Ryan Sickler Challenge. Can you get a finger in their mouth while they're sleeping and a picture, like a selfie?
That's gonna be tough. I'm trying
we're camping. I'm just gonna put my finger in her mouth. How did we get there? Are you being serious, Nadav? So Ryan just says he can fall asleep in the dentist's office, and I was like,
no problem.
I could not fall asleep with someone's fingers in my mouth.
I could not fall asleep with someone's fingers in my mouth,
let alone if a finger was in my mouth. I think it will wake me up. However, for Ryan Sickler, it does not wake him up. So here's the challenge.
All right, I see the connection now.
You see it?
Yeah, by the way, I have a joke that I won't say. God damn it. Man, when we first started podcasting, you could say anything.
Yeah, you could say anything.
You could say, I'm sure that's going to come to bite us in the ass one day. But God damn it, I miss those days a little bit. Not a lot. I'll tell you the one thing I will say. A little bit of self-awareness is not a bad idea.
No. Growing as a person is not a bad idea.
I'm already regretting two things I said on this podcast.
The first 17 minutes.
I got a text.
almost called Kamal Gianni at 9 o'clock in the morning to say, how do you say your name?
Do you realize how bad that looks? That was a thought. See, I can't take back that thought. And I go, I don't want to edit it out because I do think it's fucking, it made me laugh so hard.
Oh, God.
But I go, why would you think that? Like, why would you, what's wrong with your thinking? Like thinking, my thinking is off. Like if I say, oh, I'm not going to do it.
Let me just say this. This is where I fall into this whole racism, everything. Like, I don't think anything that we said was racist.
No. Okay? Well, first of all,
ignorant.
Oh, yeah.
Is different than racist. I feel like everything today is thrown into racism. That's racism. Well, sometimes I'm just ignorant about cultures or even things that I don't know about. It doesn't have to be a person or a culture. It's just, I don't know about cars. I'm ignorant. That's a transmission. You know, I can't. When I grew up, we called a transmission a tranny. I can't even say that anymore.
Yeah,
I can't even say that anymore. I can only say that like at a junkyard or at an auto dealership. That's it. I can't say that on any two other places if I'm talking about it. Anywhere else, I'm an asshole.
I had someone say to me. They were talking about woke. I'm certain I've said this somewhere. Someone goes, you know, it's good that, you know, we're getting some words out of our language, like the R word. And I was like, which one's that? And they're like, wait, what do you think the R word was? And I go, Redskin. And they're like, no. That's... And I, because we said that, and I was like, wait, are you talking about, oh, never mind. Like, but I I'm just, it, there's like, but there's the other part of it is like, I'm not worried because I think that both those guys know us and they know we're comics and they know we're trying to have fun. They're not going to get outraged. They're not.
No, but like, there's but nothing we said bad about them. It's all about us. Yeah, we're about the idiots. Us.
I'm the fucking idiot. I almost FaceTimed him.
You did.
FaceTimed him. You did. FaceTimed him. Back to your fist fight.
All right. Craziest fight I've ever seen, been a part of. If you know about Preakness, Preakness is the second leg of the Triple Crown, the horse race in Baltimore, right?
I love this story so much.
And you've got the Kentucky Derby and their hats and their drinks, and then you come up to Baltimore and you got, like, it's in a neighborhood that you would not go to unless you were going to the horse track, okay?
Preakness. What are you looking up? Triple Crown, Baltimore, that's a street.
That's a street. Triple Crown.
No, that's a Triple Crown. Leave it up. You are going to be so amazed when you see the real Triple Crown. You're going to be like, this isn't Triple Crown Court in Baltimore, Maryland.
That's someone's real house.
This is the Triple Crown. It's a horse race.
Second leg of the Triple Crown. Triple Crown is the Kentucky Derby, Preakness, and then the Belmont Stakes, right? That's if you win those three, that's American Pharoah finally did it. You know, that's your Triple Crown.
So, what are you, Pete Rose? How do you know all this?
Well, we go to the second leg is in Baltimore. It's the Preakness, right?
Okay.
So you know coming into Preakness who already won the Derby, and it's a fun day. You go down, but you get on a school bus at like 8 o'clock in the morning. And you pay a premium for kegs in the back.
I thought you were talking about you as a child. Like, no, you go, we get on a school bus, and I'm like, they take you to the Preakness?
Adults are getting on a school bus in our 20s, yeah. Renting a school bus, a shitload of us. Three school buses. That's how many of us are rolling deep.
I love this.
And then you get the kegs on, whatever. And
this is why I'll never quit drinking.
This
story right here is so romantic to me.
I figured you would like this. That's how the day starts.
Oh, okay. Let's start it backwards. Like, I want to know everything. So I
get up at like 6:30 in the morning.
I want to write a book, a collection of stories of great day drinking events that comedians have had.
And I've had a bunch of these, but this is the wildest of all of these.
So you get up at what time for this?
Probably like 6:30.
Oh, I love an alarm that's waking you up to drink.
To get breakfast, and then you get to the bus.
Big, heavy breakfast. You got to have a sturdy breakfast.
Yeah, because you don't know what's... Listen, the Preakness, the actual main race. So they sell these shirts at the end of that say horses. There were horses there because people just get fucked up.
I bet.
Okay, they pack 100,000 people in that infield. 100,000. Okay, where we sit these days, it's in the grandstands. Back then, it was 100,000 of us on the infield. And prior to that, so we get on the bus.
What time?
Like 7:30, 8 o'clock.
No cocktail before the bus.
First cocktail on the bus.
God damn.
Maybe a joint before.
Oh.
Settle yourself down. A little wake and bake.
Course.
And then boom, drink the bus. And you're drinking the whole ride down. You're just pumping the keg. Everybody's,
what kind of beer? No one cares. What kind of beer?
Hell no.
I love it.
Because you're going all day long.
Red Solo cups. Sunglasses. What kind of shirt are you wearing?
It's hot and you're going to be there all day. So you're wearing, in the morning it's chilly. So you got maybe a little hoodie, a t-shirt, some sweats, but
jeans?
Shorts under it.
Jeans?
No, because you're going to take those fucking things off.
Okay, so you're in shorts?
Sweats with shorts under it.
Okay.
Then when you get off the bus, you just a hoodie you're never going to see again.
Yeah, I love this. I
mean? You're
getting rid of
clothes behind.
We used to do that at Mardi Gras.
Yes.
Where we'd put on an outfit that had like four layers and we knew we were going to lose parts of it.
By the end of the day, that outfit is gone.
God,
or as they say in Baltimore, gone.
Gone.
So, we're on the bus. We go down. You get, there's a big bus lot. You park, and then you have to go through this is 20 some years ago, 25 years ago. You got to go through the ticket stall, like the thing. But back then,
if a woman talked back, you could hit her. Keep going.
What we used to do, and they
joking.
Would allow you. Is the recycled trash cans you have here with the wheels?
Mm-hmm.
We would fill that with beer, and we would just wheel it with us everywhere we went all day long. Here's a beer for a joint. Here's a this for that. You're making friends everywhere. You know, if 40 people go on your bus and there's 100 of you total, there's no way everyone's staying together. Once you get there, it's all right, now let's get to our micro crew and we'll run around, we'll meet girls, we'll whatever. Yeah. We're gonna have a good time. We'll slip up, maybe make some bets, put a little trifecta on this.
I love
10 bucks on a long shot, just shit like that to have fun. Because there's races. The main race, that Preakness race, isn't till the end of the fucking day. It's like 4 or 5 o'clock. But you've been there since 8 a.m. and you are shit faced. And depending on who you are, our crew's got shrooms, guys are tripping on acid, whatever you want. We've got the weed in there now, whatever, right? So we're in there, we're partying. And if you actually, Nadav, if you don't mind, look up the running of the urinals. It's a thing at Preakness.
I know what this is.
You know what it is?
I know what this is.
So my
buddy, you get on the top and try to run across all the...
They sprint across, yeah. And people take unopened beers and throw them at you. Yeah, there, and they kill you. Kill you.
And this is at the Preakness. This is at the Preakness. This is fucking brilliant. Yes. And by the way, that's the TV show I want to do. Like, if you're asking Travel Channel, would you like to get back into television? I do.
This.
And I want to only do shit like running of the urinals. Keep going. By the way, this podcast... I do not want this podcast to end. This is so fucking fascinating to me. You have no idea how excited my first beer is going to be today. I'm looking forward to it. Keep going.
Well, a good friend of mine is an electrician at Preakness. And after this running of the urinals a couple years, they're like, bro, they made him. He physically had to go separate the urinals so that you couldn't run across them anymore. Like, no one thought of that for a few years. Like, and maybe if we just put them 10 feet apart, 5 feet apart, they can't do it anymore. So he had to do that, unfortunately, ended the running of the urinals. But so we're drinking, we're getting fucked up as always. That is standard. You're just getting annihilated. Then you have to fucking, someone's got to be sober enough to remember your bus number and where the fuck it parked in the lot, okay? But we're not the only, it's a sea of buses. People from all over the state and wherever are renting buses, right? And they're doing the same thing we're doing, getting fucked up from the moment they wake up until the moment they get back on that bus. And now, the moment to get back on the bus is here, and we all start heading out. Now, in my group, the people I'm most concerned with are me, my two brothers, and my two cousins. A couple close friends. Outside of that, I don't give a fuck what happens to anybody else. So we're parked, and it's a row of buses. We're in this bus. We're facing this way like this. There's a bus right here to our left, okay? We don't know any of those people. But that bus is packed. And as we're slowly getting on our bus, you know, there might be 6 people, 8 people. They're slowly coming in. There's a dozen. I'm watching this bus over here, and this bus is packed. And here comes this guy and girl that know these people. They're friends with these people. And they walk into the bus. And I don't know what's said. I don't know what happened. But the bus, all the people got up at one time, like almost like there was is an animal. And they grabbed this guy. They fucked him up. I mean, they are beating this guy. And we're all in our bus like, holy shit. And they are killing this
guy. Like a pirate ship? Like all of a sudden
the bus
swung over and he was the only one that was there?
You don't even see him anymore. You just see people doing this. And then they throw him out of the bus door down, you know, those wicked stairs. Oh, he goes down on his face. And here comes his girlfriend right behind him. And I was like, oh, all right, we're not. Don't look at them. Don't talk to them. They just beat up a woman. And threw her on top of the guy that kicked his ass first. Like, don't fuck with these people.
Shut up.
So, but we're as close as we are. Their bus windows are, you know, that bus window you pinch and pull. We're right here, this close.
You know I'm going to need closure on this story.
Bro, so they start looking at us, and then they start spitting at our windows. The fuck you, the poo, So we're just shutting up and putting the windows up. We're just shutting up. I'm like, don't fight back. Just put the windows up. Just put them up. But there's this one kid, and I'm not going to say his full name. His name was Joe. And Joe never liked me, and I never cared for him, but only because he didn't like me. I had no beef against the guy. He just didn't like me. But he was a loudmouth punk, and he started running his mouth. And we're like, bro, shut the fuck up. Shut up. They just killed two. That was probably his sister. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they don't care. They don't even know us. Did you just see what they did?
Animals.
Bro. This guy keeps running his mouth. And I go, get the fuck off the bus then. If you're a man, you go over there and deal with that shit. This guy gets off the fucking bus. Okay. Now more people on our bus, maybe 20, 25 people.
Like, hey, but this bus is packed.
And we're bus locked. We can't get out. No matter what. A couple buses ahead of us got to go before we go anywhere. So we're stuck. And we're the last in the line, and they're the last. One behind us. So Joe gets off the bus, and he walks over, and he starts running his mouth under the windows. They're like, get the fuck up here and say that shit to our face. And I'm like,
come up the bus,
bro. And he gets on the bus. He gets on the bus, and he's at the front of the bus where the driver sits. And they're like, why don't you come on back here? And we're just like, oh, my God. And he does. He walks all the way back. And I mean 3/4 of the way back in that bus. And once he's deep enough, they surround him, and they beat the fuck out of him. Listen.
I don't know. How else did I think it was going to happen?
They beat the fuck out of him, okay? He walked on there with clothes. When they threw him off, all he had on was a pair of shorts. There was shoes, socks, and a shirt were gone, okay?
They beat him naked.
He got up, and his nose was pushed to the side of his face over here, okay? They beat him bad. I'll never forget watching. It was a Ravens, like, Monday night game where Haloti Ngata hit Roethlisberger in the helmet, and it broke his nose. It pushed his nose over here. They showed it on TV, like, how far over it was. This dude's nose was like over here. I'm not kidding you. And he's on the ground, and he's out. He's done. And now they get off the fucking bus, and here they come. And they are fucking bashing our windows, spitting, punching. They're trying to get on our bus. Shit is going crazy. And this dude is laying what I think is dead, and I feel fucking horrible. So I'm like, somebody's got to get him. Now, we've got this big black lady as our bus driver, and she is not having it. She's like, oh, my God. Oh, hell no. Oh, they spitting. They spitting. You're not. And that's the favorite line I'll never forget. She goes, y'all ain't getting your security deposit back. That's what she said while our bus is getting rocked. And they are fucking smashing the windows. They're cracking the windshield. It is mayhem. Now, I'm on the bus. My two brothers on the bus. One cousin's on the bus. My other cousin, Gary, is also deaf. Okay.
Oh, shut up.
He is. He's like,
this is a movie. Like, this is a movie. This is a movie. I think this is a fucking movie with Sandra Bullock. With the fucking See No Evil. He's just out there with a corn dog. You're like, over here. And he's like, I can't hear you.
He's deaf as shit. 90% deaf. And he's taking his time. He's coming back, drinking his beer. But we're fucked up. We have been drinking
all
day.
Does he talk like a deaf person?
Yeah, a little bit. He can't say Jimi Hendrix. He can't. He says Jimi Hendel. That's how he pronounces it, okay? Yeah.
By the way, deaf people have the best laugh in the world. The best laugh. Because they don't know what they sound like. So they just like, it sounds like they're stomping pigeons. Just, it's the best laugh. It is the best.
And by the way, from the two of us.
By the way, I had deep dish pizza with two deaf people once. And I forgot that they were fans of mine. And we in Chicago, and I was telling jokes, and they're howling laughing in a restaurant, and it was like I was molesting them. Like, like whatever. Not the exact noise, but man, it was deaf people's laugh is the best laugh.
So I get off the bus like a moron because this kid's dead. And I walk through the crowd. I'm going through. Everybody's doing their thing. I grab him by the wrist, and I just drag him across the gravel.
Your deaf cousin?
No, this is the knocked out guy.
The naked guy with the sideways nose.
Yeah, sideways nose. I drag him across the gravel, literally dragging him. They put him up.
Oh, my God.
I get up through the back, the emergency. You know, remember when you rode a school bus? That was like the day that was like, fuck yeah, we get to jump out of the back of the bus.
I remember that.
So I get in that way. We shut the door, and now there's... This is Baltimore. So now, random people who are just passing by the alley of in between are just getting in fight. They're just like, fuck, yeah. They're just, God. So it's mayhem. Now there's maybe 50 people in these two between these two buses. Like, the path between you and I right now is just going off. And this lady starts the bus. She doesn't give a fuck. She's like, I don't give a fuck if everybody's on this bus or not. The bus in front of us leaves, right? My cousin, he's just... you know, meandering through the fucking thing. And then, like anyone would, until you see this dust up, and he walks in, and we're like, Gary. And he can't hear shit. We're up in the bus, like, waving, trying to get him, like, Gary. And he's just walking. Then he sees, but he's a Baltimore kid, born and bred. And
he's deaf.
Someone pushes him. And he's just like, yeah. And now he's in there and he's fucking everybody. And I'm at the window here and I'm reaching down the bus when I'm grabbing his hair. I'm like, Gary, because he can't hear. I'm like, Gary.
Gary, there's a shark.
He swat and fucking fight. I'm like, Gary. And he finally sees this boy. Get on the bus. Now, all five of us are accounted for. I don't give a fuck anymore. They are bashing this bus. Our bus looks like it was on Jackass. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
I know that bus. I know that bus.
Annihilated. This woman's screaming. She fucking throws that thing in drive. The cops show up. Now the cops are pepper spraying everybody in between. The shit's in our... We're like, get the fuck... And she just punches the gas and gets us the fuck out of there, okay? We had another bus with us, but so many people were left behind. When they showed up, we all met at like this park and ride. Our bus looked like Richard Pryor's bus and busting loose. Their bus is all trashed. And there's like 100 people. They're sitting in the aisles. There's three to a seat. Like, they packed them in there and came back. And that's the craziest fucking fight I've ever seen.
Oh, man. I got nothing to talk about.
I'll tell you this one. You'll like this one. This was the last night. Now, this one I'm... really in. I've been in a lot, but this one was one of my favorites. I worked at UPS the whole time I was in college. Shout out to UPS Baltimore Hub, Primary One, Joe Avenue. And I could never get off. I was a supervisor and you don't miss. So I had a friend of mine's mom call and say that I was working for them as a delivery driver, which I was also, and that I got picked up on a bad plate and they were holding me at this cell. So I couldn't get to work. That was the excuse I had to use to get out of fucking being a supervisor at UPS, just so I could go drink with my brother one last night before I moved to California.
Do you realize what different white people we are?
Yes.
I've never used that. I got picked up on a bad plate and I'm in a holding cell. I just said I shit my pants.
Well, they were owned a junkyard and they were recycler tags. So you could just take one and throw it on any car you wanted. So it was a thing we made up. I get out of work. I go out with my brother that night. The Orioles are good at this time, right? So I'm in the bar. I'm watching. We're in Towson. It's me, my brother, a few girls, a couple guys. And there's this one guy that I don't really care for, but he's there. And my brother's playing pool against these. It's my brother and this dude I don't really like and these other two strangers playing pool. And my brother misses this easy-ass shot. And the guy's like, yeah, nice shot. And my brother, the guy had his beer sitting on the edge of the pool table. My brother just takes a stick and just, without even, he just knocks it off and goes, what do you think of that shot? And I was like, oh, here we fucking go, bro.
I wish I had those balls.
Here we fucking go.
I wish I had those balls. Oh, fuck. What do you think of that shot? Do you realize how quickly I would be next to that beer on the ground doing? Huh, so it's you again, huh?
So they get heated. Things ramp up a little bit. I don't really care, but they go outside. And my friend Nikki comes in and she's like, Ryan, your brother's, or they're fighting the one guy. And I'm like, I don't care about that guy. And they're like, and then she comes back. She's like, your brother's in it. I'm like, fuck.
God damn it. I wish I had a brother. I may be a better fighter if I had a brother.
Well, if your brother's in it, you got to go out.
Let me rephrase that. My brother would be an awesome fighter for the amount of shit I would have gotten him in.
Fair enough. Yes.
It's like, oh, fuck, Bert's getting his ass kicked again. Hold on.
So I go out. Now, my brother, I'm the runt of the family. My brother's like 6'2", but he's slender. And there's this dude's big as shit, this guy. He's fucking, and I'm like, oh, my brother's going to get his ass kicked. And my brother unleashes this shot and just drops the dude. I'm like, fuck, yeah. And then somebody jumps on my back. So I flip this guy over. I get him on the ground. I just start fucking pummeling his face. Like, I don't even care. I'm just going for it. Well, what I don't know while I'm fighting. So my friend Nikki's standing right there. This turned her on so much, too. I see a plaid, because it was 90s. I see a plaid flannel grab my arms. I make the slight mistake thinking it's somebody from my group pulling me off this guy. But it's not. It's his buddy. So his buddy... And then another buddy show up and I'm fighting all three of them and I'm doing just fucking fine. I'm crushing them and I'm saying shit later. I'm saying shit like 3-on-1. That's the kind of shit I fucking like, but I won't let their guy go. I'm like, you can break my head open, but this guy's going to fucking die.
I would be like, 3-on-1 seems super unfair. Time out. Nope. Can you call a timeout?
Hell no. And I'm doing this thing where his head's just enough off the ground. So when I hit it, it hits. It's a double hit. So I'm bashing his face and giving him a concussion. I'm going for it. And I'm stoked that there's three of them on me. And then The cops come. We get the fuck out of there. And my brother looks good. But then he turns to the side and he is, I called him Kennedy. His motherfucking whole side of his face is gushing blood. I'm like, what the fuck happened? I saw you drop that guy. He's like, some dude came behind me that wasn't even part of the cruise. That asshole. And just sucker punched my brother and dropped him. So we're riding back and everyone's comparing everyone. It's just me and my brother. All the other guys we hung out with were pussies. Like, well, I go to one guy. I'm like, where the fuck were you? He's like, I went to get the car. I said, get the fuck.
I've done that before.
I went to get the car.
I've actually
You're
done that.
You're the guy I would be friends with anymore.
We're going to need to get the car, guys. There's tennis rackets in the back.
Well, that's fine. This motherfucker, he didn't drive the car over. He didn't go get it. He went to get in the car. There's a big difference.
I got pulled out of my car one time and my buddy, I'll say his name, took the car to go get other people. And I was like, I'm getting beat up here.
Yeah.
Where are you going in my car?
I had another fall. Let me finish this one. So I, we're comparing, and all I have are just bloody knuckles. And my brother's like, that's it. And Nikki's like, oh my God, you should have heard him. He was over there talking about 3-on-1. That's what I like. I was like, you like that, huh? She's like, I like that shit. I'm like, that's what's up.
Then she looked at you and she's like, 2-on-1's what I like. We're going to talk your brother.
We're going to be talking when we're fucking tonight. But I did add another fight too. Was at an indoor soccer game. My father was there and these kids were talking shit to us or whatever. And I go, listen, we had just beat him. And this guy kept running his mouth and we had had beef with him a couple weeks before. So it was all ended up being a setup, which I didn't know. I walked into a setup, but I walked over to my dad. I'm like 16. I go, hey, hold my bag real quick. This guy wants to fight me outside and I'm going to go out and whip his ass. My dad's like, all right, be careful. And he just goes back to talking to whoever he's talking to. So I go outside and there's the guy standing there and I'm just not that dude. Like if we're fighting with that, all that, let's go, whatever. So I walk out and he's like, all right. I'm just, I do what that girl did to me. We don't talk. We're just fucking punching you right in your mouth. And I get on top of him and I just start beating him. And then in hindsight, now I know what happened, but I heard car doors closing. And the next thing I know, there's a bunch of people on my back beating the fuck out of me. So what happened was he lured us out. They were all waiting there.
I've been lured before.
So I'm beating the fuck out of this guy there. I still have a scar back here from it. They had their high school rings. They turned them around. They were fucking beating my head. I went to my car. I got my lacrosse stick. I'm hitting everybody I could. Listen, parents are fist fighting. Parents are throwing kids. It's mayhem.
Jesus.
It's fucking mayhem. The place calls the police. They're all coming. We're all our parents are there. We're like, get the fucking cars, get out of here. But yeah, I've got a wicked scar there still from that. But
I've been lured. My story doesn't sound quite as tough, but I was running documents for my dad's legal firm.
Already down. Just say running numbers for your dad. Just say that. Change it to running numbers for my dad.
And I come back. It's like 4:00. I'm getting ready to be done for the day. And I go in and his secretary, Jan, was like, hey, these kids are out back and they're shooting BBs at our cars. Can you go scare them? And I was like, I'm 17 years old. I go, yeah, I'll go scare them. So I go out and I go, hey, they're in. Now, my dad's office was, say, at sea level. This backyard, it was in Forest Hills, it was like below sea level, so it was a lower backyard than where my dad's office was. So I go out and they're like probably 10 years old, maybe 12. I'm 17, maybe they're 13, and they're like, and they have BB guns. I go, hey guys, don't shoot BB guns at the car. And the kid just goes and shoots me in the chest. I go, hey, don't shoot me. And then his buddy lifts up his BB gun and shoots me, and I go, shoot me one more time and I'm gonna fucking jump over here and kick your ass. And they'll go, we'll get a few shots in first. I go, do it. And they start giggling. I go, that's what I fucking thought. So I go inside, I get my last run for the day, I get my little envelope, I walk out to the car, and they're in the back and they're standing on a picnic table and they're like in their backyard and they're like, hey, you know what they said. They didn't say like, hey, excuse me, mister.
Yeah.
Hey, F word. And you're like, did you just call me Farley? And I was like, what's up? And they're like, you still going to kick our asses? And I go, you shoot me one more time.
If you shoot me
one more time, I will. And the kid just real slowly takes his gun, aims at me, and just shoots me in the chest. And I go, that does it. So I go to jump over the fence. And as I jump over the fence, their 22-year-old brother comes running around the corner. I'm like, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I jump in my car. I lock the door. I'm like, fuck. I left the documents on the door, on the fence. Fucking zoomed away for the next 5 years. Every time I went to my dad's office, I parked in a different spot so those kids couldn't see me.
Come on.
Every 5 years. I'm not a tough guy. I'm just a regular. Like, I'm a regular guy.
I say this all the time.
Can I tell you?
Yes.
This is that I think what I think more people need to get in touch with is... There is a very finite amount of tough guys out there. The vast majority of us are the guys getting our ass kicked. All of us think we can fight, but none of us can. Like, I used to joke around Kevin Hart, like, boxing and stuff, you know, and Andrew Schultz boxing. They're not on podcasts, but I'd make fun of them to our buddies or whatever. What the fuck are they doing? They actually can fight. Like, they can punch. Anyone who can box and throw punches and knows to keep your hands up and knows to pivot on a hook or what, like, that shit. That is so impressive to me because I've been living my whole life almost like blinded to the fact that I could not defend myself. But I was living like I could. It's almost like you get into the beach and they're like, that was fun. They're like, there were sharks all over the place.
Yeah.
And you're like, I didn't know that. Now I don't want to go in the water. I realize my capabilities.
Well, did you get beat up young?
No.
See, I think every boy and girl should have their ass kicked when they're young. It's the greatest thing because it's very...
That would be a fun job to have, just beating up children.
Beating up kids. Like number one...
40 grand a year and you just went to grade schools. You're like, hey, who's a tough guy here? And they're like, Bryce. And you're like, whap-ap! And everyone's like, I got you.
Bryce isn't a problem anymore.
Bryce isn't a problem
anymore. That's it. It's the guys that like Jay Larson, never been punched in the face. And I'm like, I can't believe you never have.
It makes so much sense.
Right? It makes so much sense. But...
I've been punched in the face.
When to shut the fuck up. There's a line that some men cross because they've never been punched in their fucking face. They've never been punched in the face.
I would argue some men and the vast majority of women.
Well, that's why
my wife included.
That's why I'm saying
shit to men.
I think girls should another bully girl, not bully, but you know what I mean. Another tougher girl. You think you're the shit. One punch is usually enough. Like, oh, okay.
Leanne talked shit to a man with adult braces. And I go, what are you doing? She was like, what? Fuck him. And I was like, no. You're not reading the room. He's got adult braces. That meant his parents didn't give a fuck about him when he was a kid to fix his smile. The easiest thing. I go, we got our kids braces the second we could, right? His parents didn't give a fuck about him. You know why? They might break some more of his teeth. And I go, this is a man who's trying to get his life together.
Doesn't have enough money for dentures.
Right. And he's like, I'm going to fucking get my shit together. I'm going to get my teeth straight. Number one, I'm going to get my teeth straight. And then I can enter the fucking world like a regular human being. And I go, and you're taunting him. You're trying to draw him back in like fucking Denier.
And you're going to have to fight.
And I go, yeah. Right. I go, have you been privately taking jujitsu lessons? Because I haven't. You know I haven't. And I can't defend myself. She's like, oh, just take a swing. Don't take a swing. I don't swing at you because I'm afraid I'm going to miss.
Sean Flannery is the guy when I was a little kid. This is so funny because just recently, his son reached out to me. He used to live across the street and we were in like elementary school. And one day, I ran my mouth to him. I said, "What?" I said, you're stupid or that was stupid. He goes, say it again. And I said it again and he beat the shit out of me in my own yard. I went in, I'm crying to my dad, like, and my dad's pissed off because, you know, he just wants to watch the fucking Oriole game. He's working doubles and shit. It's the 80s. Like, we were good in 83. We won the World Series. And he's like, hey, yo, you can't be coming over here beating my kids up on my property. Go over to your fucking house and do that shit. So,
Ryan, you want to come over and play? You're like, no.
I learned from Sean Flannery, and one day, I climbed up on top of my grandmother's mint green Buick and I jumped off that motherfucker and Jimmy snookered him and then I beat the fuck out of him. And then ever since then, it was back and forth. He would win, I would win, he would win. So his son reached out to me recently and goes, hey man, my dad said that he grew up across the street from you and there was a time that you got up on your grandma's van and you jumped off and beat his ass. And I said, well, your dad's misremembering. It was my grandmother's Buick, but I Jimmy snooked his ass. He's like, oh my God, this is the greatest story. So I hit his dad up and I tell him, and he wrote too, I put it on my Instagram. He's like, I took my ass whoopings from Ryan and his twin brother too. But we did, we went back and forth, but it's taught me, like, I knew that I still, like I said, I've been in a lot of fights, but even then I knew, yeah, we're going to go. Cause this guy doesn't fucking know when to stop, but I do. I know when to shut up. I'm good on that. I'll walk away.
Well, I wish someone had shut me up earlier in this podcast.
You needed just Sean Flannery, bro.
Yeah, I have a Zoom call that starts right now. 1 hour, 17 minutes of a podcast. This was a fucking banger, Ryan.
Thank you for having
me. No, thank you, man. I am not good when Tom's not here because I don't know how to interact, and it needs to be a certain type of person. Dude, hit it out of the park. I love you, brother.
I love you, too.
Thank you.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.